All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
I learned that
Corona is doubling up. It's gonna come for the masses.
Yeah, it's about time.
I was gonna say that as far as the a stool, I think that, you know, I went shopping. I think that the three-legged stool is my favorite. I was at a furniture store the other day. All the ones I kept seeing that I liked, they were all three. They all had three legs. I was like, man, those are dope.
Yeah, the chemistry is just so good, right? With the balance.
The three legs. The balance, man. It was every time I sat in one, it felt perfectly balanced. There was no wobble. There was nothing. It was just like, whoa, ass is perfect. Flush. But anyways.
Yeah.
What did we learn? That, what did you say, Reg, about
the Rona?
No, that you don't understand how a dude could watch porn with... No, you said you shared porn. I don't understand. You were trying to clown me, and you shared porn with your friends, and then you guys talked about it afterwards. We didn't even talk about it. We watched in silence, and then we went our separate ways. You guys fucking collaborated and talked about jacking off. But I'm gay, right?
No, I just told them, yo, watch this clip. And then they go do it on their own terms, you know. We don't talk about, like, this is how I jacked off. It's just like, yo, watch this clip. But we all knew what we were doing when we were watching this clip, which is jacking off.
How did you guys know? Did you guys wink at each other? Was it was the rule?
I was jacking off, so I'm assuming they were. Why else are they watching the clip? Just to watch it?
So wait a minute. So you didn't feel like you were doing something weird back then? Like, that was pretty young to not think that. Like, but that at that age, you were probably like, I'm the only one who found this cool thing I can do. Yeah, I don't get that y'all were talking about it that early. That's just weird.
No, I was actually, people thought I was late.
That's weird, man. You know what else I think is weird?
So again, that's weird. He's like, oh, so wait a minute. You're just now starting to jack off? You're 11? Oh, wow, man. I've been jacking off for what? 2 years now since I've been 8 or 9. What the fuck?
How old were you when you started jacking off?
14, maybe somewhere in there. 13.
Really? 13. That's like freshman in high school.
No, maybe like 13.
Why is he
13? Maybe
it's like freshman in high school.
Well, here's
like...
Here's what's also weird, that he goes and visits his male friend a couple times a week against all odds, like pedal to the metal. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if we die. You know what I'm saying? We got to see each other.
But I think this is the same person that he said he would die for, so why wouldn't he?
No. We don't live in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
Wow. I learned that Jay Smooth is going to definitely die alone. Shout out to the beginning of the week. I think that the way that he speaks to women is just not something that I would do. And
especially women that he's not attractive or he's not going to get nothing from. He's a little bit too aggressive with his approach.
So this is what I was watching The Best Man, and I realized that this motherfucking Jay Smooth has patterned his whole fucking life after the character of Terrence Howard in The Best Man. You know, he's the fucking, I'm a pimp, you know, I pimp, you know, I'm so smooth and I do this type of shit and I'm just going to fucking go around and I don't really do shit. You know, I fucking play guitar one day, I do this other shit. I don't really got anything. Bitches are my focus and I don't trust any of them. I think they're all, you know, cheaters, you know, and you can't trust them all. And I really don't know if I really like them, but I pimp them out as a way to punish them because I don't like them.
There you go. Don't like
him. That's his whole game.
Obviously, don't like him. And that's sad. It's sad to be 44 years old and not like women. But, hey, man.
Don't judge people. There's a lot of guys out there that don't like women.
You're right. Of all ages.
Most of them are open about it, though. Most of them admit it.
Well, I just... I just don't. I don't see a way that he ever, like, they asked that question in the live. You know, who's getting married first, French Reg or Jay Smooth? I don't see a way for him to ever reconcile his anger or whatever it is that's got him acting the way he acts. But I just hope that the women who listen to this show are able to rise above that shit and not take offense to it, because knowing that the other three of us don't fuck with it, hopefully that's enough. I don't know.
So you don't think in the next 5 years you're gonna get married? You even go back to an old thing you used to fuck around with?
How do you get married if you talk to people like that? If you talk to women like that, he did last week. I mean, the beginning of the week. How do you get married?
But the girl he's gonna marry, he's never gonna talk to her that way.
Not at first.
No, this is not the thing.
At first. Once he's gonna get to a place where he gets contempt, she's gonna say the wrong thing, and he's gonna start doing that same shit.
Oh, okay.
It's not even
because I feel like he only talks to girls like that. That he's really no like I ain't even trying to deal with that, so I can disrespect her. But if it's a girl that he thinks he has a chance, he changes his approach.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I just think that you know there's some people that are doomed to be, you know, by themselves, and that's okay. You know what I mean? If that's what you want,
right?
But I learned that. Yeah, I learned that. You know, movies. We need to stop paying motherfucking attention a little bit closer because they're not going to be keep giving us all the fucking answers. You know what I'm saying? And it so blatantly. You know what I mean? So we need to pay more attention to these movies that are kind of like some shit that could happen, or you know, that type of shit, because the shit is going to happen, especially all this wild shit. I ain't saying World War Z. I ain't saying none of that shit, but. I ain't saying Walking Dead, none of that shit, but some of the more fringier stuff like Contagion, yeah, we should have been fucking paying attention. Social distancing, or not. We would have known all about that shit.
So do we need to watch Contagion again for real, or do we not need to watch
it? No, I'm telling you, watch it again. It hits so much harder, bro.
No, I don't want it to hit hard.
And so, no. So listen, that's why I went and got more shit yesterday, right? Because they were talking about, okay, early on, you know, it's only a certain way, right? But when it gets to the point where shit starts to not, services are not being done, right? And that's why I always say, every Friday when trash comes, as long as I hear that trash truck rolling through my neighborhood, I know shit's still okay. When that motherfucking shit stop coming, when I stop hearing the trash man coming to pick my shit up, then I'm gonna get worried as fuck because I know we're on a different level. And when trash start building up on the streets, it's gonna be a fucking whole different feel. You're gonna feel like you're in some fucking dystopian shit, and you're gonna start acting differently.
But as many bullets as we got, eventually we're gonna run out of bullets, so you won't be able to protect yourself forever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's why you got to keep, you know, you got to keep getting more bullets, man. And then, you know, all you got to do is shoot one nigga with a lot of bullets. You know what I mean? Like, it is how that shit works.
No,
you know,
I'm trying to shoot one time to save my bullets, nigga. I want to shoot the next nigga.
No, I'm just saying. You got to get, there's going to be a time where you got to go, you know what I mean? And then you may have to come across somebody and he wants to shoot at you, you shoot him, and then you find out, oh, wait a minute, this nigga had hella shit. Now it's my shit. So now I got hella shit. And that's just how you survive. If niggas don't run across niggas like that, you might not survive. You might run out of, you better get a machete, crossbow, some shit like that. But I got that too. So I'm ready. And it's funny because low key, I've been preparing. I told you I had that fucking water purifier that I bought a couple years back that does 40,000 gallons of fucking creek water. You can just fucking pull this shit out and fucking pour it through the shit and drink it. I got the fucking crossbow, the machete. You know, yeah. I've been waiting.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I think we're good for a second, but I just, you know, if it goes to man, you have got to mute that, bro.
Did I do it again?
You're getting sick again, man.
Yes.
You're getting sick again, dude.
I had my nose. It was yesterday. I went out yesterday, and I told you, I came back home feeling a little bit tight.
Yeah, that's that pollen, I think.
Take some vitamin C.
Anyway, listeners.
And that's the thing. I got this. So this is my saving grace is my inhaler. So whenever I get that tightness, that knocks out whatever it is, corona, all that shit. But, you know, they say corona can't survive over 80 degrees. So when I start to feel that, I go smoke. You know,
how is there corona in Iran then? You'd think it's not 80 degrees in Iran. It's hot as fuck in Iran.
I don't know. Yeah. So they're lying to us, B?
Yes, my nigga. Yes. How the fuck do you think it'll... Come on, man. Anyway, we'll get out. We'll catch y'all next week.